This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chef!
Way to shoot it.
Been on fire since we left them.
Way to shoot it.
Well, we got hurt, too.
All right, you want to...
Good news.
This is a great little stat nugget that Evan gave me. All right, so here's the starting lineup the Warriors have been using. Curry, Pajemski, Moody, Butler, Draymond Green. That starting lineup is 12-0.
Woo, undefeated.
That starting lineup is 12-0. Okay. So you got to start it, right? Or do you? All right, let me just go through this here. This is who they've been starting, the Lakers. Austin Reeves.
Baller.
Who guards him?
Steph.
Luka.
Evan, I'm giving Evan some love. I would put Butler on Luka.
Okay. LeBron.
Draymond.
Hachimura.
Oh, man.
Who's Pod's garden?
Wow.
And I'm wondering if maybe Post starts tonight. I don't know. That's a very big team.
By the way,
very big.
I thought they'd put Moody on Luka.
Yeah, that's what I was...
Instead of Butler?
Yeah. Void foul trouble. I mean, if one of them were to get in foul trouble, you'd wanted Moody over Butler, but...
Oh. And obviously, a lot's going to be switched, and in transition, you got to pick up guys, but...
12-0, Stoney, you can't...
Go away from it?
Yeah, exactly. You got to... And the Warriors, what do they do best? Go small, right? You got to see if it works.
I guess. You know, this is...
You don't want to overthink it.
The old Don Nelson, I know what he would have done here. He'd put Pajemski on Jackson Hayes.
Right.
And just beg Nelly. The Lakers to try to go to him.
Nelly.
Because that's... Wouldn't be really their identity, but... 888-957-9570 is the number. The Lakers tonight. And let me ask you this, Goo. Butler getting to the Warriors and Doncic getting to the Lakers were the two monster moves at the trading deadline this season.
All right.
And which one was better?
And you know it's Warriors on mine all day.
Right.
But it's Luka because of his age and because of what he's going to be and what they have in their possession after LeBron. I don't know what the Warriors have after Curry. And obviously we don't want that ever to be, but that's the double entendre to me. The fact that you got Luka for the future as well, and you're a player or you got a chance to get the chip this year. So to me, it's the birth certificate of the ramifications that Luka's going to be there forever. 10 more years, maybe.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I mean, Luka Doncic is probably going to play longer than Anthony Davis. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I didn't go there.
You know, I'll be honest with you about the whole Jimmy Butler to the Warriors. And everybody knows that their ages scare me. The Big Three's ages scare me. And I'm just concerned with what happens in the future. However, I mean, if this is Curry, and I don't expect him to play every game like the Memphis game, but if you're convinced Curry can still play at a high level, I mean, in a way, isn't your future set for the next 2 years at least?
And that's why your partner told you I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
I did that early. I was there. Stanley.
No, I know. And what I'm wondering is, I'm letting next year alone, I guess is what I'm saying. I don't know what's going to happen next year, but I do want to find out how good this team this year. 925. Wait, was Steiny's good news that the Warriors starting five can't cover the Lakers starters? No.
That they were 12-0, right?
This group of the Warriors starters is 12-0.
Yeah.
12-0. Curry, Pods, Moody, Butler, Green. That starting lineup is not lost yet.
And the newness of what you just mentioned, the trades, makes this showdown, forget everything and the games that they've played in the past. We remember them. But you know what I mean, Steiny?
Sure.
This is the first one.
This is Steve Kerr on this is from Willard and Dibbs yesterday, what the Memphis win meant.
Right up there for sure. You know, we've had a handful of them that have been very gratifying, but that was as good as it gets, you know, on the road against a team that's really good but struggling a little bit and desperate, knowing they were going to come out and play with a lot of force. That was a big time win. And you know, now we got to get right back at it tomorrow against a team again that we're, you know, right next to in the standings and could face in the playoffs. You got to be ready for all of these games now.
All right, that's Steve Kerr, and the Warriors right now have seven games left.
Kid me?
How do you play it if you're Steve Kerr? Yeah, season ends next Sunday. Although I've always been confused because next Sunday is this Sunday. See what I'm saying? The next Sunday is actually this weekend, but that's not when the season finale is. It's the next Monday.
No, I'm kind of different. No, the Sunday coming up is this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say, Goo, I want to kick it with you, come over for dinner next Sunday,
right,
that'd be the Sunday after this one.
No, and you're right, and that's conventional linguistics.
Yeah.
But if I say, Guru, when's the next Sunday?
Well, a couple days.
Yeah, see, it's just a little confusing. That's all. Not a big deal. But let's go to Al in San Francisco.
Al.
Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thank you. I just want to say my starting lineup. You know, Lakers are big and tall, and so is Denver tomorrow. So, you know, you have to try to match up with them. So I would say Draymond Green, Guy Santos, Curry, Moody, and Butler for starting five today against the Lakers. Guy Santos will match up better with Hachimura and Reeves than Brawinski would. That's it. Bye.
Appreciate the call. So he would go with, he would take Pods out of the starting lineup and put Guy Santos in there.
Let's just stay there for a minute. How shocked would you be, scale of 1 to 10, if that did happen?
I wouldn't be shocked.
Because they are long.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked.
And Drake could go to the four, you know, which we know he prefers, and then Post would be your big.
But he also said Santos would guard Hachimura, which still leaves Jackson Hayes at five. Obviously, you could put Draymond Green on Jackson Hayes, but Jackson Hayes isn't much of an offensive player.
Yeah, you're being put nice.
Then it would allow Draymond to roam,
and that's
or at least to help.
Yeah.
And this is going to be an interesting one tonight.
Does it give you any confidence that they just played a team with a front line of a 7'3" player, 6'10"? I mean, Memphis is pretty big. And they still started that starting five and won the game.
Yes, it should.
I mean, Butler was guarding Edie at some points early on in that game.
Yeah, you know what? I think the Lakers big men, I think Denver's big players obviously are much different and better than the Memphis big men as a group. I'm not sure about the Lakers because, you know, are you counting LeBron as a power forward and you know, is Hachimura really going to play with LeBron and Jackson Hayes for long stretches? I don't know. But that's a great point, Evan, because the next, you know, Memphis had a big front line. The Lakers are big and Denver's big. And every Warrior fan knows that one of the concerns is, do they have enough size and athleticism?
Yeah, and I'll say this to Evan's point. Memphis, Jaren Jackson Jr. did them no favors getting in foul trouble, but they did, with the foul trouble included, run the Warriors down to have a four-point lead, you know? And I just think of that scenario to where if you gave Luka and LeBron that, if that's how it played out, is that where we talk about what Memphis is missing, the adult in the room, the grown-up? And now you're down four, and we saw Memphis go down there and just pee on themselves when they're trying to put the game further out of distance. It couldn't do it. But, I mean, it's going to be exciting. But if you're 12-0 with that starting lineup and you're coming into the first matchup, Steiny, and it could be the rat on the table, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control, is you could be playing this team, the same team, in a seven-game series. I don't want to give them so much respect that we go away from what we do best the first time out.
It's a logical way of thinking. I mean, it's not, I don't know if there's a wrong answer here, but this is kind of where Kerr comes in. What does he see when they go up against the LA Lakers tonight? 888-957-9570 is the number. And I got to say, and
give it to us.
I'm sorry. I owe you an apology.
I mean, I got like 10 things you could apologize for, but
right,
which
now,
one in this?
Now you're not getting any.
Now go ahead.
Now you're not getting any apology.
Thank you. Now, for what?
Okay, so I made a little fun of you in the beginning of the show about, you know, you feeling like you played.
I lied.
And I obviously, you know, said you're not playing. But I do want to tell you that your boy's very excited.
And you have been. I've told Evan, you've been. Yeah, Steiny, I get it, man. The excitement is not about my, because I don't play, but that's how much I'm anticipating this game, man. Just like I did for the Memphis game. And guess what? We're going to get it tomorrow. We're going to get it Sunday. And then the offs are here. So I'm all in. It's a party. Jump in, man.
Yeah. So you know my guy Harry, right?
He's been quiet lately.
No, he hasn't. He has not been quiet. I just haven't relayed his messages.
So to hell with Harry.
He actually's been listening, and he's been saying, "Matt, you haven't been listening to me." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I think you're too excited about this Warrior team." He said, "I think you know.
Sipping the Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
Wow. You.
That's what I wanted to say. So I said, no, I'm not really excited about how far the Warriors are going to go or how far I think they can go, but I'm super excited about you're probably mistaking my Warriors excitement for true basketball excitement. I mean, this is so cool that the Warriors have turned their season around, yet we don't really know how good they are, just that they're better, and maybe by a lot. And so how does it all play out?"
Yeah.
I mean,
I love it.
I wouldn't miss a game the rest of the season for anything at this point.
And as much as we haven't really bashed Memphis, but everybody's talking about what they're doing, and Ja didn't get suspended. Him and Buddy got a warning for the gunplay sign or what have you. But the bottom line is we came in and put respect on their name in regard to what they did. They put up some resistance, and that was a damn good game. What, 134-125? That, when you guys were, like, there was 5 minutes left in the third, and I needed a shower. Like, we got a whole nother quarter. And, like, that's what, buckle up, Steiny. That's all I'm telling you.
The games feel longer now. They just do. They feel, they feel like
it's a challenge. A 10-point
lead doesn't really matter. The other team's going to make a run. If the Warriors get down, chances are this team will make a run. And it's kind of just a matter of who's going to be ahead at the end, it feels like. The one thing the Warriors got to deal with, and they had to deal with it for the first time, I think, on Tuesday, Goo, is that was a big game. And the big three brought it home. And Pajemski and Moody were so-so, but they both made huge plays down the stretch. Willard and Dibbs asked Steve Kerr about the younger players and struggling on the road and what that may bode come playoff time.
I mean, it's definitely kind of been a thing for years in the NBA. You know, especially in playoff games, it seems like, the role players at home just seem to be a little more comfortable. I think when you go on the road, everything's going against you. The emotion of the crowd, all that stuff, the pressure, and that's when your stars really tend to take over. Saw that last night with Steph and Jimmy and Draymond. So it might be more related to just the fact that the stars are dominating and really taking over, and they're taking on more ownership than it is, the role players struggling.
Interesting. Interesting. I mean, there's no doubt on Tuesday there wasn't a lot of room for a fourth guy. In terms of
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scoring the ball. I mean, they basically, and that's why Draymond didn't, that's why I think they got away with Draymond's 1-for-7.
Yeah.
Is because with Curry at 50 and Butler at 25, or essentially that's what they are, those two guys scored like three guys. So they didn't really need a third scorer in that game. And they won't as long as Curry gets 50 a night. But I do think at some point, once things settle in, you're going to need Curry to get you above 25. I think you're going to need Butler to get you above 20. And then I still think you need another player who can get you 20.
Yeah, and that's why.
And who is it?
Yeah, well,
Warrior fans, who is it?
Is he game time decision? I keep going to Kuminga. That's what he means to me, but he's got to go out there, and hopefully he's available tonight. I don't know, Stani.
Hold on.
Yeah. What happened? Evan's laughing.
Evan's laughing, yeah, and I'm not really sure why.
I looked up and saw him cackling.
He can't be the answer to everything.
Right. The idea. People love that one.
Jonathan Kuminga, idea.
Do we know what his situation is? Game time?
I'll just tell you. Okay. I'll play what Steve Kerr said yesterday to Willard and Dibbs.
I think he's doing okay. We had a day off today, so we'll find out from our training staff tomorrow whether he's ready to go or not.
It sounded like you said, like from what you said pregame last night, it sounded like you're leaning toward expecting him to play. Is that true?
Well, I'm hopeful, but I don't know at this point. It's really day to day.
Easy, Mark.
Well, I was going to say,
you dare put words in Steve's mouth.
It's like, Goose, how are your kids doing? I really don't know, but you're supposed to know. Steve was like, I'll find out when I get there. Like, wow. Man, I'm reading too much into it, Steiny. That was a...
I kind of thought the same thing.
He don't care.
I don't want to say that, but that's how it... Man. Boy.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Listen, how about this? This is... If he doesn't play tonight... I'll give you this. Then they'll need him tomorrow, at least some. Seriously. Yeah. Who's going to be the third scorer for the Golden State Warriors? You know, assuming Steph's not getting you over 30. Let's give Steph 28. Let's give Butler 22.
It could be Post.
I don't know that it can be him.
And Jackson Hayes is not clumsy out there. So I'm just, you know, the blender area where we see centers go to die. He's got some foot speed, but we'll see.
People
are your pods, man. Like,
well, people are going to hate this, but it's kind of where Buddy comes in.
Oh, I didn't even, man.
That's Buddy, where Buddy's 18 come in.
Man, Steiny.
If Buddy can get you 15 to 20,
man,
and do it pretty efficiently, he can be the third scorer. Him. It's clearly going to be somebody different.
But I'll tell you what, how about
most
this?
Of the time.
Kerr, yeah. If you had to ask him, he would want it to be Buddy. Because that means that,
I would agree with that.
Man, Steiny,
I would agree with that.
This is the game for Buddy.
Ideally, but here's the thing about Buddy. He might shoot it well tonight, and maybe it's a big part of the win. What about the next night? Well, then the next night, maybe you need Moody to step up, or Pajemski to step up, or Kuminga to step up. Post to me is an interesting one because
he's going to let him go.
I think, though, if he starts hurting a team, he's an easy adjustment to make. Mm. Now, it'll open up other stuff, but I don't see Post being that guy unless the whole game plan is let him shoot, but that would be stupid.
Yeah, because then you're letting him
do the one thing that, or one of the things that he super excels at.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brady in Oakland. Hey, Brady, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? A long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I want to hear you guys' opinion on this, on who the best three-point shooters are on our team, the Warriors. I think it goes Steph Curry, Quinn Post, and then Buddy Hield. Thank you guys for taking my call, man.
Curry's the best. We know that.
I'm going to put Buddy second. I got to put, over the last 5 years, Evan, I got to put some, who's shooting it better right now? Post would be second. But, Steiny, when it's all said and done, Buddy's second. It's 1, 2, 3, Post being the third.
I mean, believe it or not, of course, vintage me is, well, like, what kind of three is it?
Oh, what?
I mean, I'll be honest with you right now.
Because Looney's hot.
But.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one. No, but seriously, I'm kind of looking at the Warriors and who's the third scorer? I think it's going to be somebody different. But I'm telling you right now, if you're talking about an open three, I might take Moody actually, because I'm thinking of Moody shooting an open three. And it usually comes off ball movement where he's usually wide open. And if he's in the corner, I actually trust him. I trust him to make that shot in the corner if he's open. And you know what? He did. He did on Tuesday. So I get it. It was wide open. But,
but if your life depended on it.
Curry. Well,
outside of him,
Curry.
It's Buddy Hield.
No, Curry.
When I see Buddy get his feet together and there's nobody there, Steiny, even though it's been up and down a roller coaster, I have not yet pulled the plug on that's going in. Almost, I'm going to take heat for this. It feels like when Klay Thompson would be wide open when he was in his – that's how I feel about Buddy, and I'm disappointed a lot when he doesn't make him. But when he's open, Steiny,
no doubt.
It's like, damn, this dude can shoot it.
Hey, guys, would you like to know who shoots the best from three-point range on wide-open threes? 6 feet or more between the shooter and the defender. That's what qualifies as a wide-open three.
I'm going Buddy.
For the
Curry.
Season.
Okay, Curry and then Buddy, Evan.
I would say
Curry's fifth.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say what? Curry. He's always hounded. There's always somebody 6 feet close to him.
Then you might be right if you're a Moody.
I'm not guessing.
Like overall, I mean, Curry actually gets three wide open threes per game. That's as many as Buddy and slightly less than Post.
I would say Post.
Well, winner's technically Kevon Looney. But after him, right. It's Moses Moody,
man,
Buddy Hield, and Quentin Post.
Wow.
How about Pods? What's Pod? Do you have the percentages there? Like, what's Pod shooting when he gets?
Yeah, they're a little skewed because Pods had that awful start to begin the season.
Okay. We'll bump him up 3 points.
Well, I can just go until the deadline if you give me a minute.
All right.
He had an awful start, and he rebounded.
Yeah, he did. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors-Lakers tonight.
TNT.
LeBron and Luka Doncic.
Still not
Curry good. And Butler and Draymond Green. Woo. Guys, Warrior fans, this is what we were hoping for. We were hoping for action.